This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Yeah, you've got nerve coming at me like you do got nerve. Thinking that I owe you got nerve. Seeing things far from true, you got nerve. Yeah, you got nerve coming at me like you do got nerve. Thinking that I owe you got nerve. Seeing things far from true, you got nerve. Yeah, you got nerve.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it sure is. Hell does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday, February the 19th of 2025, day 50th. Of the year, and only 315 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues, well, over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, infiltration Radio Big, the new hangout method. Oh, the things that we do, no doubt about that. Anyways, how's the last 24 hours been for you? Good, bad, indifferent? Yeah. A lot of rapport back yesterday from the Safety Ten Commandments. Yeah. Uh-huh. We did that on the other show. So thanks for the people that reached out and said something about it. So with that being said, let's talk real quick. It's a lot of stuff, a little time. That's the way that it, you know, our show normally goes. So let's see. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. This kind of the way that our world goes here. And then outside of that little schematics, the way that we do everything here is involuntary, maybe be some of the portion, but it's involving you and me together. So let me explain. You have an option of getting in here, callinradio.com. That's audio, text messaging, and video messaging. Most people do the text thing. I appreciate it. And then we get to do a little bit more interaction. Some people go, well, you're on social media. Well, we don't do the social media thing. I don't look at it in real time. So that becomes a problem for some. But it's okay. We're going to live. And then our show consists of safety in the news. And then we have some people that are waiting in our wings that want to tell us everything that's going on. Because, you know, it's important. It's important to know what's exactly going on out there. So we call them our professional broadcasters and let them do their thing. That way there's no doubt about what the hell's going on. Because sometimes it can get very confusing on the voices here. Now let me explain. Back in the day, we would have about 5 to 6 different other people hanging out or talking. And some people didn't like that. Some people said, you sound too newsy. It's okay. So we changed it up a bit, and now it's us and them and me. Yeah, the whole circle jerk. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because I think some people are going to want to know that before they go down the deep dive here of everything that we have going on, no doubt there.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about the trends of the ends of the ends. It goes something like this. Closure for victims of the FTX began to arrive yesterday. So we'll see what's going on there. Also, Megyn Kelly causes controversy, and Teddy Mellencamp loved ones share an update in show business. Also, there are mixed reviews about Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds attending SNL on Saturday for the special. And Meghan Markle offers yet another rebrand in the Royals. So if you're good, I think I'm good, and we can get our friends from Feature Story News going with everything that is happening out there. So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky for not ending the war with Russia earlier. His comments came after President Zelensky spoke of his surprise at Ukraine not being invited to talks between the U.S. and Russia in Saudi Arabia.
I'm very disappointed. I hear that, you know, they're upset about not having a seat. Well, they've had a seat for 3 years and a long time before that. This could have been settled very easily. Just a half-baked negotiator could have settled this years ago.
The Vatican says Pope Francis had a peaceful night in hospital and ate breakfast on Wednesday morning. It comes after the Pope's weekend engagements were cancelled as he's treated for bilateral pneumonia. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is seeking India's help in its investigation into billionaire Gautam Adani, who's considered close to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Adani's accused of being part of a $265 million bribery scheme, an allegation he's called baseless. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
The U.S. SEC says it has reached out to India's law ministry seeking help to serve its complaint to Gautam Adani and his nephew Sagar Adani. Adani's green energy company is facing a lawsuit in New York's district court for allegedly paying bribes to Indian officials to secure an electricity supply contract. Prosecutors say U.S. investors have been misled by the Adani Group as the business conglomerate violated the U.S.'s anti-corruption laws. The SEC had summoned Gautam and Sagar Adani last year to respond to the allegations. After not hearing from them, the SEC is now hoping to rope the Indian government in to proceed their investigation. Indian opposition parties say Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government is protecting the Adanis, but officials have rejected the allegations.
China's condemned Donald Trump's tariffs plans at a World Trade Organization meeting, warning that tariff shocks threaten to upend the global trading system and could risk a global recession. The U.S. president's announced 10% tariffs on all Chinese imports, prompting Beijing to respond with retaliatory tariffs and to file a WTO dispute against Washington. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Apart from the additional 10% tariffs on all products from China into the U.S., Donald Trump announced new 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium and 25% tariffs on imported cars starting in the next 2 months. China's ambassador to the WTO, Li Chenggan, reportedly said that the tariff shocks heighten economic uncertainty, disrupt global trade, and risk global recession. He urged Washington to withdraw the tariffs and engage in talks. A Geneva-based trade official said Washington has voiced concerns that China was operating a non-market economic system and habitually breached WTO rules. The WTO Director General has urged for all members to keep cool heads and keep talking to one another.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, hours after the first preliminary talks between US and Russian officials took place in Saudi Arabia, with both sides insisting they will upgrade their frozen diplomatic relationship in order to facilitate peace talks over the future of Ukraine, what happens if President Trump's plan, requiring Ukraine to cede territory to Russia, is rejected in Europe?
We're not obliged to accept this deal. It is a proposal and a forcing manoeuvre.
And McElvoy of Politico was in Munich, scene of Vice President J.D. Vance's speech on Friday that left many European governments reeling.
Europe would have to decide quickly how it was going to support Ukraine to fight on. Also, remember that big Congress package of aid, weapons aid, military aid for Ukraine did get passed in the last phase of the Biden administration. Obviously, at some point, you have to end the war. The question is on what terms? And is this the right time frame? in which to do so. So it is perfectly plausible that Ukraine fights on, that Europe has to quickly go into a big spiral of defence spending, which I'm sure will be politically difficult in this country as anywhere else. But I can't really see an alternative, because I think this peacekeeping plan is very unlikely to fly.
Which suggests huge strains ahead in the transatlantic relationship and a frosty meeting ahead next week between President Trump and UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US President Donald Trump's criticised Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky for not ending the war with Russia earlier. The Vatican says Pope Francis had a peaceful night in hospital and ate breakfast on Wednesday morning. The US SEC is seeking India's help in its investigation into billionaire Gautam Adani, who's considered close to Prime Minister Modi. And China's condemned US President Donald Trump's tariffs plans at a WTO meeting. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
We all want to make sure that our family is protected in medical emergencies. What many of us don't realize is that health insurance won't always cover the full amount of an emergency medical flight. Even with comprehensive bridge, you could get hit with high deductibles and copays. That's why an Air Medcare Network membership is so important. As a member, if an emergency arises, you won't see a bill for air medical transport when flown by an AMCN provider. Best of all, a membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. AMCN providers are called upon to transport nearly 100,000 patients a year. This is coverage no family should go without. Now, as a Jay Allen Show listener, you'll get up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Simply visit airmedcarenetwork.com/safety and use the offer code SAFETY. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R. Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, They help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HometitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HometitleLock.com.
Always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R, Safety Show.
Oh, yes, it is. Rated R, Safety Show. 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. So let's start talking right away about some of the things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. The first tranche of payments FTX or two FTX customers who lost their investments when the exchange imploded back in November of 2022 hit bank accounts on Tuesday. While the development brings welcome relief, the repayments are still worth about one-fifth of the value they would have been today, given the Bitcoin's astronomical rise over the last 3 years. These first payments are just the start, though. The repaying balance is worth $50,000 or less for about $1.2 billion in total. By June, the total payouts will be worth about $16 billion just for the reference piece there. Also, speaking of crypto, the Wyoming Highway Patrol Association voted last week to formally invest in Bitcoin as part of the investment strategy. It would likely be the first law enforcement group in the country to make such an investment. So what do you think? I don't know. I listen to a lot of stuff that Dave Ramsey talks about. And he normally makes the reference piece that do not invest in something that you do not understand. And I mean, I still don't understand it. I've looked at it. I try to understand it, but it makes no sense. Only thing that I know is there's a guy around here that bought a whole bunch of Bitcoins at one point. And he decided to take his wife out to the movies and for a pizza and paid with Bitcoins. And he said that he paid over one Bitcoin in regards of it. So looking back now to him, he always references that it's the most expensive date he's ever been on. Well, at least it was with his wife, so that's important. So there you go. I don't know. Good for them? I guess.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so take a listen to this. Uber has rolled out a new service for travelers in Europe on a mountain holiday. A special ride-hailing service with vans equipped to store and carry skis and snowboards. Uber Ski promises to whisk travelers from the airport to the train station in seven European countries to their resort destination, fully equipped to carry all of their gear, too. The service will provide transportation to nearly 100 different resorts. In addition to the gear, each van will accommodate up to 5 passengers and can be booked up to 2 months in advance. So, what do you think? Good stuff? Bad stuff? Indifferent stuff? Stuff? I mean, I don't know. Some things to think about. No doubt about that. So, with that being said, let's go into some other things as we are talking. Floyd Mayweather wants to buy 10% stake of the New York Giants or in the New York Giants. Insiders say that the heavyweight champ has teamed up with real estate magnate Mayor Orbach. And together they plan to make an offer for around $700 million. The Giants are currently owned by John Mara, grandson to Tim Mara and Steve Stitch. Both are looking to sell part of their stake in the team. Meanwhile, Mayweather already owns about 20% of the Minnesota Timberwolves. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. It seems kind of interesting. I never know what to think about stuff like that. So that's for sure. Okay, so Conor McGregor filed an appeal to the ruling of his civil assault case that took place in November in Ireland. At the time, jurors found the MMA star liable for assaulting accuser Nikita Nikolemin at a hotel after Christmas party in 2018. Per the ruling, McGregor was ordered to pay $250,000 in damages. Now, remember, in the Americas, it's innocent until proven guilty is normally the way that it goes. But, man, it just seems like every time we turn a corner, we hear something new that's occurred with this man. Seriously. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, back in the day, he was a great fighter and all that. But you have to start wondering what the hell's going on. Randomly punching people. Some lady said that she was sexually assaulted. I mean, I don't know. Interesting times. That's what it boils down to. Anyways, filmmaker Brady Corbett says that he made no money on his last two films, one of them being The Brutalist, which brought in $31.3 million globally at the box office, and the film, which premiered at Cannes last year, that doesn't end when the camera shuts off. Corbett explained on the What the Fuck with Mark Maron podcast, saying that it takes time to promote. So I've been doing this for about 6 months and had zero income because I don't have any time to go to work. I can't even take a writing job at the moment, he continued. The Brutalist earned the BAFTAs and 3 Golden Globes, and they also nominated for 10 Academy Awards. The director of the Guild of America says that directors get paid a salary depending on the length of the time and the type of project they are working on. The org chose not to comment on Corbett's statements. So I look at it this way. It's one of those rare things that if you are going to do something that's such high caliber, if I may put it that way, you can't turn around and then be like, hey, this sucks, because you have to allocate for that time. It's a negotiation when it's all said and done, I would imagine, when it's everything that you're looking at.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, President of Mexico says her government might sue Google for labeling the Gulf of America on online maps. Technically, President Trump ordered the renaming of the Gulf of Mexico applies to America's continental shelf, but not to shelf where Mexico and Cuba sit. But wait, even after the change, Google Map users in Mexico still see the Gulf of Mexico. Elsewhere around the globe, Gulf of America is in parentheses following the traditional label. So the president of Mexico says that she's awaiting the legal response from Google about this intentions. So worth noting, no matter the outcome, Mexico has no jurisdiction over the operation of American company in America. So this is a weird battle to pick. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports that oil companies BP, Shell, and Chevron have formally adopted the Gulf of America as well. Gulf of America. Gulf of Mexico. I think I saw somebody post the Gulf of Metallica at one point, but I don't know. Interesting times for sure. I mean, Gulf of America. I don't know. It's almost like this. The Gulf of America is sponsored by Bank of America. I mean, it just comes to mind just when I see it. It's different. A lot of things recently seem to be different as we are going through this. Okay, so let's continue talking. While Pope Francis remains hospitalized for a respiratory infection, officially diagnosed on Tuesday, the Vatican has canceled his public appearances for the upcoming weekend. Why would hope so? Publicly, the Vatican officials are indicating that the pontiff is recovering well, and particularly that slept through the night on Monday and ate breakfast on Tuesday. But privately, Francis has reportedly been telling a confidant that he might not survive this illness, according to Politico. Doctors reportedly told him that he certainly would not survive if he didn't enter the hospital and instead of remaining at the Vatican apartment. Francis is 88 years old. His papacy began back in 2013 when his predecessors, Pope Benedict XVI, voluntarily resigned amid his own health issues. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are talking. Okay, so let's talk about this. A thrift store find led to a history lesson in a small town in Wyoming. A 315-page red leather-bound book donated by Rescued Treasure Thrift Store turned out to be a police docket from Casper, Wyoming, dating back to 1904. Inside the worn pages were different crimes and their punishments, including riding a horse while intoxicated, which resulted in a fine for $4.10. Another crime listed as an unnamed assailant who was running a house prostitution, punishable with a $100 fine. The book is now in possession of the Casper Police Department, and this is according to Fox News. So there you go. Some interesting stuff right there if we're thinking about it.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
So we had to shrink some things down around here just to make sure that we could get this. We're so swampy as of late that I have to make more time for the swamp stuff. But I told you I was going to stop bitching that we have to be swampy every day. So don't take it the wrong way. As we are talking, so there you go. Some stuff right there. Okay, so Doge announced on Tuesday it passed the $100 billion mark in cutting wasteful spending. While it is encouraging start to over the last 4 years, the federal government has borrowed $5.26 billion on average every day. The government won't even be able to make progress to paying down the federal debt until it finds about another $2 trillion in annual reoccurring spending. President Trump has signed an executive order on Tuesday calling for the policy recommendation to decrease the cost of in vitro fertilization. The order will also recognize the public policy that must make it easier for loving and longing mothers and fathers to have children. You may recall that the Harris campaign accused Trump of wanting to ban IVF. So just something to talk about there. Also in some other information, Judge Tanya Chatuka ruled on Tuesday that she had no power to stop Doge from doing this, ending a lawsuit brought by 14 attorney generals. Also, the judge issued the ruling with a bowl of a sorceress of grapes. What? Though writing in the ruling, plaintiffs legitimately call into question what appears to be the unchecked authority to an unelected individual and an entity that was not created by Congress and over which has no oversight. But she concedes there is no clear evidence of imminent irreparable harm of these plaintiffs. Worth noting, Doge is just a renamed executive branch office that has been staffed with unelected bureaucrats since the Obama era. Also worth noting, the administration submitted legal filings this week that Elon Musk is an unpaid senior advisor to the president, like thousands of others under the previous presidents. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on, little time to talk about it. So there you go. Some thingos in the lingos with the bingos, no doubt there. So let's continue talking about some other stuff real quick. Let's talk about the numbers because we are a number generator in regards of what we do. The Dow ticked up about 10 points to close at 44,556 on Tuesday. The S&P increased by 14 points to close at 6,129, and the NASDAQ increased by 14 points to close at 20,041. West Texas Intermediate closed at $71 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $75 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.16 on Tuesday, and Bitcoin slid again on Tuesday, trading just around $95,000. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $195 million jackpot or a $90 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there is an opportunity to do so. So you got some stuff. You got some chances there. Okay, so let's talk about this. Megyn Kelly stirred up some controversy with some now viral posts on X about how the modern woman should be able to have it all, money, kids, careers, and perfect relationship. The only thing stopping you is your decision to settle for less, she concluded on the post. While thousands liked the post, others took the comments to share their disgust and patronizing advice from the podcast host. I don't consider foregoing a career and choosing to be the stay-at-home wife and mother to be less, one user wrote, while another stated, it's okay to find a man who wants to provide for her, for his family. And then what else? No one suggested otherwise. Try to keep up. Kelly clipped back in the later comments. We're taking another look, similar to the outrage of football star Harrison Butker face after his speech to stay-at-home moms. Couldn't Kelly Post be taken supporting women's rights to choose the path, even if the path is staying at home, as long as that's what the woman chooses to do? So there you go. So I don't know. Some stuff there. So it says, ladies, it's possible to make your own money, have your own career, pay for your own swanky New York City apartment, etc. Find a man who loves you, who wants to have and raise kids with you, and wants to be with you and only you. The only thing stopping you is your decision to settle for less. That's what the Post says. Controversy creates cash. Eric Bischoff. Let's go with that, because I think that that's the better way to go with this. Anyways, Teddy Mellencamp family updated Real Housewives fans about their ongoing recovery from brain surgery. Doctors discovered multiple tumors on her brain last week after the 43-year-old sought help following weeks of severe debilitating headaches. Two have since been removed, and the rest will be treated with radiation, according to an Instagram post. At the end of her bed or bedside, Teddy's sister Justice called her the strongest person that she knows, while noting that it's horrific and it is to watch a loved one to suffer. Teddy's estranged husband also posted on her recovering, saying the outpouring of love via Teddy Mellencamp. So there you go. Some interesting stuff, no doubt about that, as we are talking about all this stuff. Also, take a listen to this. Simone Biles and football star Jonathan Owens finally took their honeymoon 2 years after their tying the knot. The Olympic gymnast documented the trip to South Africa on her Instagram, including a wild safari ride, which included a male lion strutting along with their vehicle. Says, not going to lie, I almost pooped myself, she captured in the clip about the encounter. I get it. It would make sense to me. Also, Megan Thee Stallion has a new tequila brand in collaboration with her 30th birthday. The rapper unveiled a Chicas Divertidas, so fun girls. The brand includes two flavors, Blanco y Reposado. The first features notes of citrus, rosemary, and green tea, while the latter has notes of caramelized agave, American oak, and cooking spices. The bottle will be sold in limited amounts in select retailers in the U.S. This is according to People. Not the magazine, just the People. I mean, I don't know. Just kidding about that part. Okay, so with that being said, let's get into our main story, because I think it's time to do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, I have such a fun time going around and being able to interact with people. I'm talking about the stuff that we get to do for work, the stuff that we get to do around, the stuff that we get to communicate about in regards of what is going on with the land. You know, people are out there doing stuff inside of organizations that is way more difficult than the stuff that I do on a daily basis. They're going out there and they're doing the work. They're referencing what's happening. They're trying to make sure that things change in a positive outliers, and so on. So I get to take a look around and help out with saying, okay, this is what we get to do. Now, keep in mind that when you are out there doing the stuff, there are things that you have to engage with. Now, let's put it this way, because sometimes people are like, you're in an isolation box, meaning me, and I get to do and say whatever I want. Well, I don't know if I do it that way, but I get to see some things that are pretty strange out there. But I look at it from the standpoint of you have options as you're going through some of this stuff. You have some things that you can take a look at and go, does this make sense or not? That's the other curtail thing there. But I want to reference this because here's what happens in organizations. Here's what happens when you get to places. Some places have rules that are there that are unbreakable, meaning if you break this rule no matter what, you can't continue to do business. You can't work there. You can't be employed. You can't be a team member. We're not calling them life-saving rules because that's not what we're talking about. It's the non-negotiables. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, sometimes they're not even written down. They're just non-negotiables about things that go on inside of the organization. So, of course, I get one of these lovely calls that's making reference on how to manage those and how to have those conversations about that. Because here's the most difficult part about the whole thing. If you have some of these things, these unbreakable, these rules that cannot be broken regardless, and they're not discussed, it becomes a problem. And even though they're unwritten rules and there's things that you have to work around, curtail around your, around the things, it's sometimes stuff that you have to talk about. Because it gets weird when you have these rules and they're not discussed. Some people don't like talking about it. It's the uncomfortable. Oh, and then it's that weird conversation of, well, nobody ever said that was a rule. Well, sometimes it doesn't have to be said. We just kind of know that it already exists. So let's take a look at some of these things. Let's have a conversation or two about this. So what do I recommend here? I guess the position inside of your workplace is going to play a key factor of what happens. And maybe it's time to have that conversation with human resources. Maybe it's time to have that conversation with the operational team of going, what are the non-negotiables here? What are the rules that cannot be broken? Because here's what happens. Most of the time, these rules will show up if you're doing a learning team. Somebody will say, this is what we're discovering, this is what was going on, and then somebody will have an X idea that we need to do, and somebody will go, nope, we have this unbreakable here. We have this rule that is in place that nobody talks about. So opposed to waiting to that moment to occur, maybe it's that time to have the conversation of what we can and cannot do. And yeah, some people are going to have a hard time with saying, why are we putting this in writing? Because we need to know. Just imagine black line, blue line, as we talk about. Work imagine versus work performed. Black line, work imagine, work performed, blue line. You have to think about all these things. If you don't do anything about it, guess what happens? We get stuck like Chuck. We look at this stuff and go, I don't know what to do and what to how to move forward next. And then you have to find that, you have to have or find someone to have that conversation with regardless. It becomes a very, 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 very strange thing overall when it's all said and done.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month.
and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Radio Beat.
Say it happened overnight, you don't know the half of it. Just know I got where I am, better accept it. I'm a Jew, I'm never gonna quit. Been putting in the hours, trying to master this. So say what you want, but it's no accident that I'll pass splitting. They went with.
Okay, here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. And we are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, this right here, little song called Got Nerve. That's by Flower. Yeah, Flower. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Hey now.
I know you hate when you see me shine. I know you hate.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. We would definitely like to thank Flower for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Okay, so let's get into the move and the groove of the things that we need to talk about, because that's what we do around here. If anything sticks out, or if anything you pay attention to, or if anything you realize is going to be the most important thing that I ever tell you, it's this. This right here. No matter what you are facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's going to be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. I'm going to tell you, you go to that website, it's life-changing. And I'm not joking as I say that. That's not me being sarcastic. It has such good information that it can be stuff that is related, that is important to you as you move forward. TWLOHA.com. Okay, let's talk about some things that are going on out there inside of the world of the multiverse. A Harvard genetics expert claims that monitoring your fingernail growth can provide insights to aging and biological health. Dr. David Sinclair explains that nail growth is linked to cell regeneration, and the faster your nails grow, the healthier you are and younger your body is. Biologically, studies dating back to 1979 found that fingernail growth slows by about 0.5% each year after the age of 30. That decrease in growth is associated with aging, and body ability to generate new, healthier cells declines. Dr. Sinclair believes that nail growth is a useful indicator of biological age, distinct in chronological age, fast-growing nails that could indicate slower aging. And while, slower growth might suggest opposite, additionally, as people age, they produce less keratin, leading to battle with brittle and fragile nails, which both are linked to aging process. Great, now I've become obsessive about fast fingernail growing instead of how fast my hair is turning gray, which I have none, so it really doesn't matter. And is toenail length an indicator? Asking for a friend. Yeah, because I've had issues with that stuff for a while. In some other news, let's do some tech talk, because that seems like a good idea coming from me, don't you think? Instagram appears to be testing a new feature that allows users to dislike comments, but some users are slamming the feature, promoting bullying and negativity. Instagrammers shared the screenshot of their comment section that features the newly down arrow. One commentator said, "You can now downvote dislike comments on Instagram. What? Why? Another agreed writing people are already on Hinge. We definitely don't need that feature. And another Instagrammer wrote that the new feature will take cyberbullying to another level. A Meta spokesperson said the feature is being tested for people privately on Signal that they don't feel good about a particular comment. We're getting to the point now that it's that if this was on Facebook, every comment would be a dislike. In some other news, ex-owner Elon Musk claims that the latest version of X model Grok 3 is the smartest AI on Earth. Grok was released on Monday night. Based on Musk's previous comments, the users can expect Grok 3 to perform better than OpenAI's ChatGPT, which will run by rival Sam Altman. Better than DeepSeek, the Chinese AI model recently appeared, as well as other well-known models. Elon quote, Grok 3 is scary smart. Maybe so, but will it win an argument with my grandma? Maybe that's the thing that we have to test it against. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our lives and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute. Because
the Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Seth. Betty Friedan said, "Aging is not lost youth, but a new stage of opportunity and strength. Each year, I get a little older, and my perspective on things changes. If you're my age or older, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I remember when I was young, there was a TV show called The Golden Girls. It was a funny comedy about these, you know, older ladies." Now, I did air quotes there because that was a fact that's not so factual if you ask me. Did you know the youngest of the Golden Girls was only 51 and the oldest was 63? That was during season one, according to the internet. And even if that's off a little bit, it's not that old anymore. At least not if you ask me.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. According to Gordon MacDonald, studies suggest that more than half of midlife males live with at least one secret, which, if revealed, would bring about catastrophic consequences. Even if your secret is never discovered, it still exacts a heavy toll. Here's how David described it. "My guilt has overwhelmed me. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There's no health in my body. I groan in anguish of heart." There's only one way to end your torment. Confess your sins and come clean with God. Lord, help us to confess our secret sins. Forgive us and change us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
House Republicans have announced their own investigation into the events of January 6th, forming a subcommittee to examine the circumstances surrounding the Capitol riot. Jim Kender with the latest.
This initiative comes in response to ongoing inquiries by other legislative bodies and aims to provide a different perspective on the incident. The subcommittee plans to review actions taken by law enforcement and security measures in place at the time. Members assert their investigation will offer a comprehensive understanding of the events leading up to and during the unrest.
In Ukraine, discussions are underway for a potential agreement to exchange critical minerals for military assistance.
The nation, abundant in ilmenite used for titanium, is exploring partnerships with U.S. companies to bolster its defense capabilities. However, security concerns due to the ongoing conflict pose significant challenges to finalizing such deals. Benjamin Wright reporting.
European leaders are intensifying efforts to address the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine, responding to U.S. mediation attempts. Joseph Eckerson reports.
France has announced a meeting with other European nations while Baltic states advocate for increased support for Ukraine. Finnish President Alexander Stubb emphasizes the importance of applying maximum pressure on Russia through sanctions before engaging in negotiations.
This is the latest news headlines.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has unveiled a $500 million proposal to reform the state's correction system, which includes closing the Green Bay Prison established in 1898. Kyle Norris reports,
the initiative aims to address issues such as inmate deaths, staff assaults, and federal investigations without constructing a new facility. Evers suggests expanding earned release programs for nonviolent offenders and repurposing existing prisons to focus on vocational training.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, some North Carolina residents support President Donald Trump's proposal to eliminate FEMA, citing inadequate relief efforts.
Emily Russell from Swannanoa reported receiving no aid from the agency, relying instead on volunteers for assistance. FEMA had allocated significant funds following the hurricane's extensive damage, but residents like Danny Bailey faced bureaucratic hurdles in accessing aid, Lawrence Keller reporting.
Netflix has announced plans to increase its subscription prices across various tiers in the United States.
The streaming giant cites rising content production costs and investments in new programming as reasons for the price hike. Existing subscribers will receive notifications about the changes, which are set to take effect in the coming billing cycles. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Warning, listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
Sounds like a scary proposition. And hold on, is Netflix only raising prices in the U.S.? That got interesting quick because we are talking. Okay, so let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. Back in, let's see, in 2010, Tiger Woods publicly apologized for his sensitization affairs that had been haunting him since the previous November. Over the Thanksgiving holiday in 2009, he crashed his car into a fire hydrant after a spat with his wife. Rumors swirled about why he was leaving at that hour and the cause for the collision. In the ensuing weeks, at least a dozen women came forward alleging affairs with the golfer. That happened back in 2010. Okay, let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Millie Bobby Brown turns 21. Chappell Roan turns 27. Victory Justice turns 31. Sam Reed, 38. Hillary Duff turns 40. Tommy Bennett turns 52. Eric Lyons turns 52 as well. Bellamy Young, 55. Seal turns 62 today. Prince Andrews turns 65. Roger Goodell turns 66. And Smokey Robinson turns 85 today, in case you're wondering about what birthdays. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's International Tug of War Day, Confessions Day, and National Chocolate Mint Day. Minty Minty Day is what it sounds like there. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. If you need a random joke for today, I made quite a name for myself back home. I left when I found out that name was... Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's all you get. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. The best way you or someone you know has gotten out of a ticket or trouble with the law, what'd they do? PG, people, PG. Keep it that way. Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Women read this 45% longer than men do. What is it? A menu for a restaurant. Don't know if that's true. I'm just sharing that with you. That's the way that it goes. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. So thank you for hanging out with me on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. No doubt about that. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me. So you can come and do that. If you don't, that's fine. It's perfectly fine. Don't take it the wrong way. If you stay on Safety FM, you will hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, where he will talk to you about the world of safety consulting. So that's it. That's what we got. Thank you for your time. Really do appreciate it, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. So if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Say it happened overnight, you don't know the half of it. Just know I got where I am.